You're listening to a summary of Shanghai COVID Siege, an article by Lily Kwa, Lyric Lee, Vic Chang, and Palin Wu. Drones surveil empty streets as they broadcast instructions for urban residents to stay indoors. This report, which describes a city the Chinese government closed down to contain COVID-19, reads like a page ripped from a dystopian novel, but is entirely nonfiction and set in April 2022, present-day Shanghai, a city of 25 million people. As Lily Kwa, Lyric Lee, Vic Chang, and Palin Wu report for The Washington Post, the city's lockdown is draconian, and the struggle for some residents is life or death, even beyond the looming specter of the pandemic. Here's the first takeaway. Shanghai's 25 million residents endure severe lockdown mandates that intend to control the spread of COVID-19. Under the extended lockdown, many residents of Shanghai find themselves struggling to procure the basics, such as food and medical care. Most remain trapped in their homes after the government quarantined nearly 300,000 residents who tested positive for coronavirus and those in their close personal circles. Those who have the virus now live in care facilities, holding centers, and hospitals, depending on the level of medical attention they require. They have no idea when they'll be able to leave. For many in Shanghai, quarantine is a more fearsome prospect than contracting the virus. The government allows only essential workers, delivery people, and enforcement officials to move freely about the city. Robots roam the streets, reminding citizens to remain civilized, keep their homes disinfected, and maintain social distance. All right, let's listen to takeaway two. Supply chain problems add to a severe food shortage. The lockdown came in phases, beginning at the end of March 2022 and extending citywide in April, and granted residents little time to prepare. Many people had to figure out how to survive without any official support. Shanghai residents take particular offense at rosy official reports claiming all is well and that residents have plenty of food and easy access to medicine. These government fictions do not reflect the grim reality. In 2 weeks, Wu Peiyang, 27, received only one bag with a carrot, a cabbage, a yam, and some spoiled chicken wings. Residents in the Changfeng Xinkang area are banding together to buy in bulk everything from rice to hazmat suits, arranging sources and permits by themselves. Even with that effort, delivery remains unreliable. In another Shanghai neighborhood, people must barter for food and necessary goods. One resident told of seeing dead cats on the street, feral animals that people from the neighborhood used to feed. Now no one can spare food for cats. Now for the third and final takeaway. Many living in Shanghai feel abandoned by their government. In theory, the government will lift lockdowns in areas that haven't had a COVID-19 case for 2 weeks. Implementation of that policy proves inconsistent. As of the end of April 2022, for example, certain residents couldn't leave their homes or could venture out for only an hour to get supplies. As people grapple with depression, disillusionment, and anger, the government has censored an avalanche of angry posts on the Chinese social media platform Weibo. Many residents say they disagree with Chinese leaders' zero COVID policy, charging that ordinary citizens are having to bear excessive personal burdens without adequate help from their government. That was a summary of Shanghai COVID Siege, an article by Lily Kwa, Lyric Lee, Vic Chang, and Palin Wu. Here's the three takeaways once more. Takeaway one, Shanghai's 25 million residents endure severe lockdown mandates that intend to control the spread of COVID-19. Takeaway two, supply chain problems add to a severe food shortage. And the third takeaway, many living in Shanghai feel abandoned by their government.